Thank you, Betty. What a wonderful, wonderful song for the summertime. Forest glades, through the woods and the mosquitoes. Any other choice of a hymn people would like to sing? Seven eighty-seven. You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord on eagle's wings. 787. It's also a longer one. Maybe also just the first two verses, ending with the refrain. Wonderful. You make Chris earn his keep with that song. That's a hard one to go at the drop of the hat. Definitely a challenging one. Thank you, Chris, for going for that one. Any other choices or selections someone would like to sing? 608? 608? Hopefully this is an easier one. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. That's lovely. 608. We'll do all three verses for this one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your recommendations. We'll continue with our worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to our service this morning, whether you're gathering with us at home or you're here in church in person. A warm welcome to Chris Bramble, our guest organist, who's filling in while Deacon Scott is away on holidays. Today we celebrate the holy baptism of Xander Keller and ponder the meaning of children as a gift of God. Our gathering hymn this morning is hymn 853, When Morning Gilds the Skies. Hymn 853, I invite you to rise as you are able.
Sponsors, you can go on this side here. Please be seated. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Sponsors, Filling Candy, please present Xander for baptism, saying, I present Xander for baptism. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your child Xander baptized into Christ? If so, respond, I do.
I do.
As you bring your child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with these responsibilities: to live with them among God's faithful people, bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, placed in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in faith and in prayer, so that your child Xander may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Mitchell and Jennifer, as Xander's parents, do you promise to help your child grow into the Christian faith and life? If so, respond, I do.
I do.
Candy and Phil, as Xander's sponsors, do you promise to nurture Xander in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Holy Spirit to help him live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? If so, respond, I do. People of God, do you promise to support Xander and pray for him in his new life in Christ? If so, respond, we do. We do. Please stand. You'll find the profession of faith printed within the hymnal at the front. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, respond, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea, you led your people, Israel, from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live with you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Hi, buddy. Hey, I'm going to take you for a minute. Come. Yes. I'm going to splash some water on your head. Xander, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son. It's okay. And the Holy Spirit. Good job. Amen. Please join in singing the baptismal acclamation. It is 212 in your hymnals. You belong to Christ. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Amen. I'll invite the sponsors, you, to come over, and you can put your hand somewhere on Xander, and we're going to say a prayer. Sustain Xander with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever. Amen. Xander, child of God, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen.
Xander, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Dear congregation, please join on page 231 in welcoming Xander, the newly baptized. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Our baptismal hymn is 443, Dearest Jesus, We Are Here. And now we will.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Eternal God, you draw near to us in Christ and you make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our lives, make us attentive to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Genesis. The Lord visits Abraham and Sarah to tell them that the long-awaited promise of the birth of the child would be fulfilled for them in their old age. And now the reading. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may be refreshed, that you may refresh yourself, and after that, you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." Holy Wisdom, Holy Word. The psalm can be found in your guides to worship on page 4 and will be read responsively. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor. They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. A reading from Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. And he, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through the death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a minister of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its minister according to God's commission that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Holy wisdom, holy word.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke in the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed, indeed, only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. You may be seated. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I be fruitful?" These verses, which follow our first reading from Genesis this morning, highlight the absurdity of it all. A woman who is in her 90s, who has been barren her whole life, who is long past her menopause years, all of a sudden is supposed to get pregnant? Laughable, for sure. Ridiculous, of course. But as we remember, this is no ordinary story, no news item of a delusional, hallucinating crone, but a story of faith, a story of blessing and grace which nurtures all who witness this miracle. It is a story of the Holy Spirit that guides hearts as we celebrate God's gift of new life. It begins with a promise. God's promise, God's covenant with Abraham, that if he walked in God's path, that God would make him to be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. His offspring would be very numerous. But at the time of this promise, Abraham and his wife were very old and still did not have a single child together. A promise is a promise, but at a certain point it may sound just like a pipe dream. But Abraham takes it on faith. He believes God, even though it seems impossible. And one hot summer's day, when the temperature is the highest, three guests appear when Abraham is by the oaks of Mamre. They are no earthly guests, that's for sure, but like the Middle Eastern host that he is, Abraham extends the grandest hospitality. He bows down and asks the guests to rest a while. He gets Sarah to make delicious cakes, gets his servant to prepare a choice calf, and with curds and milk sets a feast before his divine guests. His hospitality is a posture of expectation. He is open to possibilities, and so he is open to his guests. And the guests don't just share some silly anecdote about their travels or talk about the weather, but they come with an important message. Actually, the fourth time this message is explained, Sarah will become pregnant and will have a son. Though she is barren, through God's abundance, she will bear a son. God speaks life into the impossible. What seems impossible for humans is possible for God. Isaac will be born before the guests return. Sarah laughs when she overhears this. Yes, she's heard it many times before, and she likely has given up hope. But maybe, just maybe, this time it could be true. These three guests seem to be a little more real this time, and they seem to mean what they say. Might they be trustworthy? Sarah's laughter turns to wonder and hope. Maybe, just maybe, this time it will turn out. Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? She ends up rhetorically affirming God's power. Yes, for God, everything is possible. Children are divine gifts. They are foreseen by God. Even before they exist, God knows and names them. The psalmist exclaims in Psalm 139, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb." When we come together for a baptism, we take notice of God's role in the process. Baptism marks the visible sign of an invisible promise. In baptism, we recognize that we are God's children as much as we are our parents. We remember our heavenly parent was with us before we were conceived and will be with us after we die. And we recognize this for our children as well, that they are gifts of God. And so we consecrate them with the sacrament of baptism, with water and the word, affirming them to be God's. But children don't just exist by themselves in the middle of nowhere. Children call forth our participation and our hospitality. Just as Abraham prepared a feast and prepared everything for his guests, so the community welcomes and supports the child in baptism. There's a reason we generally have baptisms in the context of Sunday worship, as we recognize this is not just a private affair, but a public event. We welcome the child into the body of Christ, God's family, and we show that by stressing the congregation's responsibility in helping raise the child in the faith. It is not solely up to the parents. The child, by coming regularly to church, being part of the congregation, can grow in the congregation's hospitality. For baptism isn't only the family's joy, but it is also the congregation's calling. It is the role of the church to be a safe place where children can grow as little followers of Christ. And luckily, this isn't always that hard, because children inspire wonder and laughter. The innocent delight of a young child mirrors Sarah's laughter from our reading. Children are a blessing, not to say that they can't be a handful, cause a lot of sleepless nights. But laughter is a part of it, as we remember Sarah's chuckles when she heard the good news from her divine guests. In baptism, we celebrate the child's first steps into God's family with joy. We rejoice with Xander and his family as they celebrate his arrival on the scene. As we observe a child's wide-eyed wonder and joy, we remember what it was like to be little as well, and our compassion and caring is brought forth. As we see a young child enter God's light, we are encouraged to walk as a child of the light as well. May we, like Abraham and Sarah, receive the wonder of God's gifts with open hearts, and may Xander, marked today by water and the Spirit, grow in grace and truth all the days of his life. Amen. Our hymn of the day is hymn 815, 815, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light.
We join our voices to the voice of the whole church and pray for the needs of the world, responding to God of grace with Hear Our Prayer. Inspire your church, like Sarah and Mary, to listen with eager longing for your words of life. Equip biblical interpreters and teachers with faithful discernment that your word may be more fully known. God of grace, hear our prayer. Every creature under heaven has been promised the hope of the gospel. From that promise, generate in humankind an eagerness to protect and care for creation. Bring healing to the earth with your words of life. God of grace, hear our prayer. Peel away the distractions, worries, and fears of all who govern the nations of the world. May your word of love and life dispel all other voices. Provide gracious hospitality in places where hostile forces hold sway. God of grace, hear our prayer. Speak your word of comfort to any who suffer in pain, illness, grief, depression, or despair, especially Kevin, Betty, George, Annika, Judy, Claire, Yvonne, Jeanette, Megan, Henry, Maureen, and John, and those we name in silence. Bring honor to any who experience slander and evil intent or are discredited by others. God of grace, hear our prayer. Enliven and uphold all siblings in Christ who strive to provide hospitality and safe spaces where everyone, without exception, can receive and be transformed by your word of life. God of grace, hear our prayer. In our St. Matthew Center, our community hub, we pray for all those sharing space with us, particularly the Una Church, St. Alphonsa Catholic Parish, Heavenly Feast, Christ Lifter International, Hope Spring Cancer Support Center, the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony, and the Grand Philharmonic Choir Office and Library Staff. God of grace, hear our prayer. For Abraham, Sarah, Hagar, Mary, Martha, and all the saints who attended to your word, we give thanks. Open our ears to your voice until the day when we realize the promise of the gospel with all creation. God of grace, hear our prayer. We pray for Xander Keller, his family, and all the newly baptized. God of grace, hear our prayer. Trusting in your loving kindness, we place our prayer and hope in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Divine parent of all, we thank you for your word, for your love, and for keeping your covenant with us. Thank you for making us your people. We are grateful to be your children, as you are good, powerful, and full of love. We praise your holy name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. You are compassionate and merciful, with love as vast as the heavens. Let the world fear and stand in awe of you, Almighty God. We will praise you always and speak of your greatness. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Many thanks to all volunteers who helped with last week's summer camp. Thank you to Linda and Lana and Jeremy, Julian, Kaylin, Jamie. That's about it, eh? It was a great and fun and hot week, but quite manageable in our cool community hall. Many thanks to Chris Bramble for sharing your musical gifts with us this morning. Chris will be back next week as well. Today's performance of the Bach Preludio marks the end of my 5-year Bach violin project, which began in September 2020. My goal was to play and record all 6 solo sonatas and partitas, which some consider the Mount Everest for violinists. Thank you all for supporting me in this project. It was a wonderful challenge. To God be the glory. The project can be found on our St. Matthew's YouTube channel in its own playlist. Leanne, our office administrator, will be on holidays this coming week. I invite you now to stand for God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. Our sending hymn is 864, Praise My Soul, the God of Heaven.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Christ is with you.